Okay, 7, Friday, 24th of June, Rabbi Yaakov Engel of Korach and Tzitzis.
There's a beautiful Gemara in Menachos. It says, Tanur Rabbanon, Chavivin Yisrael, Shesivon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'mitzvos, Yisrael, HaBilavitz, Rabbein Yisrael, and Rabbein Yisrael, Mesavavim, with mitzvahs of tefillin b'rasheyem, v'tefillin b'zroyeseyem, v'tzitzis b'vigdeyem, u'mezuzah l'pischeyem. Rabbi Shalom surrounded us, so to speak, with mitzvahs. We have tefillin on our arms, tefillin on our heads. We have tzitzis on our clothes, and mezuzahs on our houses. Really, each one of these mitzvahs would need a separate discussion. But today, Be'ez Hashem, we'll speak about the mitzvah of tzitzis. It's topical, it's last week's sedra. We'll see the mitzvah of this week's sedra. We'll see the chavivus of Yisrael through the mitzvah tzitzis. Let's start with, I'm going to say, a shtickle Torah from my Rashiva Avram Gurovitz, and he's got a sefer ala Torah, Vanfer Arzeil. On Parshas Noach, he brings the following stira from the Mizrahi. Mizrahi says like this: there seems to be two zchusim for which we have the mitzvah of tzitzis. It says the story when Shem and Yefes were covered over their father Noach in the state that he was, and in the schus of putting that simla over Noach, so Yefes got his tcha, but Shem got the kach zachu bonov letalis shel tzitzis. The children of Shem were zeicha to a talis of tzitzis. On the other hand, in the parasha of Avram Avinu, with the Melech of Stoim, when he said, "Im michut v'atzroich nal," he said, "I don't need anything, not a chut, not a tzroich nal." So Chazal dashen that through saying that he doesn't need a chut, he was zeicha to the chut shel tcheles. So we see that the mitzvah of tzitzis seems to have two zchusim for which we have mitzvah of the mitzvah of tzitzis. Is it through Avraham Avinu saying chut, or is it through the shame covering over the noyach with the simla? Because he said in Mechut Atzroich Nal, he denounced. He said that I don't need any spoil from the war. I don't need the chut. I don't need the Atzroich Nal. So the Atzroich Nal, we got the tefillin, and the chut, we got the chut shel tcheles. So the Mizrahi asks, which one is the right? Which one is the schus? So you're gonna have to try and find two things. So there's many mahalchim and mafarshim. There's many mahalchim and mafarshim. Maybe it's the lavan. Maybe it's the tcheles. It's different from mahalchim. Rav Ron went with the mahalach of the Rav Shol Katznel and Bogen of Vilna, and he was makdimit with a few ha'oros on the mitzvah of tzitzis. He says it's very noteworthy that in tzitzis, there seems to be something specifically important about the atifa. Now, besides the mitzvah, obviously the mitzvah of tzitzis is to wear a beged with dalet kanfes. So the main mitzvah for sure is the mitzvah of the levisha, of the actual wearing it. On the other hand, there seems to be in halacha something specific about the atifa of the tzitzis. When we take the tzitzis before, as we make the bracha, we completely wrap ourselves up with the tzitzis. And that's what we call atifa. It's like similar to atifas Yishmaelim. That atifa seems to be something very important in the mitzvah of tzitzis. That's where we make the bracha. So that's what he's trying to work out. What is this atifa? And he started off with the kasha, the brisker of asks that Rashi says bazeh kelim aveu. There's many things to talis noyer, tzitzis noyer. But Rashi says a few things, few examples of what has to be noyer. And Rashi says a talis noyer and tzitzis noyer. So what are these two things? The Mefarshim asks, he says, talis noyer, tzitzis noyer, tzitzis noyer, that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah of of tzitzis is to have nice chutin, try and get, a good mehudadik chutin, because that's the chefs of the mitzvah. The question is the talis, the actual clothes, that's not the chefs of the mitzvah. The way he asked it is, you have a mezuzah, so the mitzvah is put a mezuzah on your house. Nobody's going to suggest, as the hiddur in mezuzah, to have a beautiful house in order to beautify the mitzvah of mezuzah. So why should there be a beautification of the mitzvah to make a talis noyer for the mitzvah of the tzitzis? The tzitzis is the chutin, not so much the talis. Then the Rishkov also asks that you see a cotton, the shear for where a cotton to be old enough for the chinuch. A mitzvah sitzis, always when you say chinuch, is when there's a certain stage with it, with how we can mechan the mitzvah in the right way. So that's when we start to mechanach a cotton. You know, like a sukkah, if he's able to be without his mother, live in the sukkah properly, so that's the right age for a cotton to be in chinuch of sukkah. So the Gemara says that the mitzvah sitzis starts off when yodea lehisatif, when he knows how to do that atifa. Again, so what's, you see again, there's something special about atifa, more so than the actual levisha, there's something specific about the atifa. In halacha is brought that when you say the bracha, you've got to say the bracha standing up. So what's that? Well, the truth is, all brachas are supposed to stay standing up. But in sitzis is something extra. The Magen Avraham and the Taz both bring down that there's not just when you say the bracha you should be standing up, whilst you're doing the atifa, you've got to be standing up while you do the atifa. And the question is again, why? The rest of the actual levisha, it's fine, whether you tell us the whole day, there's no need to be standing up for that. But for the atifa, when you make your bracha, that needs to be standing up. So again, there's something about the atifa, which is special. And so the Ram says like this, the Ram says that it seems that when you're actually doing the atifa, then the talis takes on a new dimension. It becomes not just a means for the mitzvah, it actually becomes the chefter shel mitzvah as well. That means although the chutin, those are the main part of the mitzvah, but when you do the atifa, then the talis itself becomes a chefter shel mitzvah. And the atifa, we're going to see when we explain the idea behind it all, that the idea is the spitz, the heights of the kiyum mitzvah sitzis is with the atifa, and therefore that's how he answers all the questions why atifa is so important, because at the point of atifa, that's when the mitzvah has reached its climax. The talis itself now becomes a chefter shel mitzvah. And he explains that that's how you have a mitzvah, the inyan, to make the talis into a beged noyer. Because the beged noyer, usually a house doesn't become a chefter shel mitzvah, the mezuzah remains the chefter shel mitzvah. But on the tzitzis, when you do the atifa, then the talis itself becomes the chefter shel mitzvah, and therefore just like the chutin themselves have to be nice and beautiful and noya lefanov, so too the talis itself has to be noya. And he says that's the answer to the Mizrahi, says Rav Shaul Katzel and Bogan, he says that's the answer to Mizrahi's kasha. There's two things in tzitzis. It's true, Avraham Avinu, when he said michut vasroich nal, he was zoicha to the mitzvah of tzitzis, but when shame covered over his father with that simlah, there was something else that was given to him. It was given the fact that the actual talis itself becomes a chefter shel mitzvah. The talis itself now becomes, so we have two things. We have a talis noir, Rashi says, and a tzitzis noir. Both of these need to be noir, because shame gave us the added thing, not just the tzitzis of the mitzvah. The chefter shel mitzvah is the talis itself. Let's explain a little bit the whole mitzvah of tzitzis, bichlal, and then we'll see how itzuf comes into the climax of the mitzvah. What I'm saying is largely based on the sasemis and last week's sedra. A pair of tzitzis like this, you have a beged, and then you have, at each corner of the beged, you have chutin. The ideal mitzvah is tachutei lovon, and tachutei tcheles. You've got your big, each, there's a gedil, there's a bunch on each corner. You've got, ideally it's got to be a lovon and tcheles, how the Rishonim work out how exactly you do it. But that's what you have on each corner, you have those chutin. And you turn it into a gedil, on arba kamfos. That's what we call an arba kamfos, a pair of tzitzis. What is symbolic is every person is made up of a guf and a neshama. A person is obviously not just a guf, he's got a chayt and neshama, he's a neshama. And the person is them two things, he's a guf and a neshama. And the emes, they're going in different directions. Really, the neshama is striving for ruchnius, is trying to go up, trying to be higher and higher in ruchnius. And the guf is going in the other direction. The guf is going towards gashmius. That that's the natural pull, the natural drive of the guf, is to go in the other direction to the neshama. Chazal call the guf a levush of the neshama. The guf is a clothes of the neshama. The neshama is enclosed. The neshama is a ruchnistika thing. It can't come to this world as a neshama as it is. It is enclosed, so to speak, with a guf. But the paradox is that the cloth is a contrast, an opposite, so to speak, to the neshama that it represents. And a beged is similar. A beged, the idea of clothes is a person portrays himself with the clothes that he's wearing. Right? When you see somebody dressed up in a certain way, you sort of work out what sort of person he might be. Because that's what clothes are meant to be doing. But clothes have a dimension of beged is lashon of boyged. They can be traitorous, they can rebel. And the reason being is because they can portray the wrong picture. You can have a very royal, noble person, but if he's dressed in tatters and rags, then his portrayal is not in line with what he really is. The chitzonius doesn't necessarily represent the pnimius that he is, and vice versa. You can have somebody dressed up very fancy, but inside there's not much. And so too, the guf can misrepresent the neshama, and it does misrepresent the neshama if we don't sort it out. The guf is going in the direction of gashmius, and the neshama, who's enclosed by this guf, needs to be going in the direction of ruchnius. And therefore, the idea of tzitzis is, at the end of that beged, in the four corners, when it's going in all four directions, it's going the wrong way. At that point, you take a psil tcheil, you take a psilim, you take threads. Those are not the clothes themselves. Those are extra threads which have no purpose other than doing one thing. What they're doing is, tzitz is miloshen meitzitz. They give a vision. They change our focus, and instead of the focus of the guf going in the wrong direction and taking us towards gashmius, those tzitzis have to redirect our focus and take us all the way. And that's what the tcheles does. Chazal say the tcheles reminds us of first the yam, first the sea, which is, and then the sea. From there, we take ourselves up to the rakia, and from the rakia, we go up to kisei hakavod. So the tzitzis take us on a journey, on a long journey, all the way from the gashmius of the beged, which is the material of the beged, and it takes us all the way up to why the tcheles, which the Sassan says, is miloshon tachlis, the loshon of reaching our destination, all the way back to the kisei hakavod, where the neshama really is. The Sassan says the pasuk of Oyer, the Medrash uses the pasuk of Oyer Zarua La Tzadik about tzitzis. Inside every gashmius, there's Zeruah, there's sown, there's deeply embedded a light, a spark of light. And that spark of light has to be taken out and exposed and brought out and to take us all the way to the tachlis. And that is the tachlis of what the tzitzis is supposed to be doing for us. It's supposed to make us take that journey all the way up from the material beged, all the way via the yam, via the rukia, up to the kisei hakovid. And the guf is the guf, the reason why the mitzvah is, or schaz, or kol mitzvah, the way the tzitzis reminds us of, is shokel, is the shokel to all the other mitzvahs. The guf is made up of shasar gidin and ramach avarim. Every mitzvah is connected. Every mitzvah has a representation in the guf. And the person in his entirety has got to take that guf and redirect it to the neshama. Every mitzvah has the ability to fix up that eva, that piece of gashmius, and be malit, and bring it in line with the neshama. And the tzitzis is the model, the symbol of doing that, what the guf is supposed to be doing with every single mitzvah, all those 613 mitzvahs, the made up ramach and shasa. So that tzitzis, which has the same idea of a body and a neshama, which is the beged and the chutzin, that's supposed to be the same shokel, kneel, kolam mitzvahs, because that's the example that we're supposed to be taking to see that our guf is not supposed to be going in that wrong direction. We're supposed to take that guf, every single fibre of our being, all the ramach avrim, all the shasar gidin, every every single mitzvah is going to take us all the way back to kiss, all the way back to kiss that kovod in line with an neshama, and then our clothes, our guf, which is a cloth, won't be a boyged, won't be a misrepresentation, but on the contrary, it will be the true beged and the true tzitzis, and the tzitzis is that emotional, that example of what all mitzvahs are supposed to represent, and tzitzis does it in its entirety. And that, says the Semes, is itzuf, is when it reaches its climax. Itzuf, you take that talis, and you wrap it around you. You take all those four corners, and you ma'achad it, and you unite the whole thing, and you make it as one big thing, and then the person is enveloped by those tzitzis. He compares it like you're enveloped in the sukkah, your tachas, the tzeil of the Rabbeinu Shloilam. That itzuf is the shvitz, is the climax of mitzvah tzitzis, where you've really got the message, you're completely enveloped by this guf, which is now the chefta shel mitzvah. The beauty of the mitzvahs are that it can take the gashmis, the simple gashmis of a person, and convert that to ruchnius, and that is what our whole all Torah mitzvahs are all about. And there you have Roshas the Ituf. You take a talis, which is a piece of material. It's material. It's gashmius in its own right. But when it has a chutin of lovan, a chutin of tcheles, and they are direct you back to kisei hakavod, then that talis now also is not just the tzitzis are a chefs shemitzah. The talis itself, Roshas the Ituf, is a chefs shemitzah. That's when you make your bracha. That's when you stand, and that's when you envelop and completely surrounded by the mitzvah, it protects you, and it takes you all the way back to kisei hakavod. Rashi says that on the Torah, that tzitzis is a shocker connected all the mitzvahs, because there's gematria of tariag. So the 8 and the 5, that's the knots and the wines, and the actual word tzitzis is gematria top resh, 600. The problem, asks the Ramban and other Mefarshim, is it's not, because there's a missing yud. Tzitzis is not written with the extra yud. Where's the missing yud? So it's only a matter of 590, we're short of 10. That's what Ramban asks. Tosis in Menachah says a very interesting teretz. Tosis in Menachah says that it says three times the word tzitzis in the parasha, and all of them are chaser. So we're short of 30, says Tosis. You take the lamad, v'hoyo lachem, l'tzitzis, the lamad of l'tzitzis, and that lamad is mashlim, those missing 3 times 10, which are missing, and you have your tofresh. So each tzitzis is now 600. Tosis says the lamad is going to be mashlim, the tzitzis. We need to understand why. What's peculiar. You know, if you want to get the gematria of 600, so why not do it regularly with the yuds? Why leave out the yud and use the lamas? What's the significance of the letter lamas? So, I want to suggest an idea that we thought this when we learned the Tosafos and Menachos last year, but before I spoke in public, I felt I wanted to back it up with Chazal. So I asked people, is there anything in Chazal about the letter lamas? And people directed me to a very beautiful Sefer art scroll I brought out on the wisdom of the Hebrew alphabet from Rabbi Yechiel Munk. And Baruch Hashem, we were mechaven to the right thing, what the letter Lamed stands for. And I'll use his words. The letter Lamed, he says, is a directional letter. It's a letter which is L, which takes you to L. The word Lamed always takes you in a certain direction. You say, The Gemara in Sechel Shabbos, which takes you through all the oisias, the kosher lecha kesa le oilam haba, the lamad that is to oilam haba. It takes you on a journey, on a trip. It's a directional letter. It takes you to oilam haba. In the light of what we've been saying, it's very beautiful why the letter lamad is the one used to get to our gematria of all the mitzvahs. Because tzitzis is really a journey. When you wear those tzitzis, it takes you on a trip. It takes you by the sea, by the Rukia, all the way up to kisei hakavod, that the letter lamad is the letter, the direction letter, which takes us on a journey all the way up to kisei hakavod. And if you look at the letter lamad, he didn't say, but if you look at the letter lamad is the highest letter. It starts off level with all other letters, and it takes you all the way right up to the top. And that's the beauty of the letter lamad here. The tzitzis takes you all the way from a material piece of beged, and it takes you all the way through the tcheles, all the way up to the kisei hakavod, right till the top. Let's come back to Parshas Korach. Korach said, to Moshe Rabbeinu, what would you say if you have a talis shekulo tcheles, a talis which is completely tcheles? Do I need to put a pair of tzitzis on it? And Korach was obviously trying to say that, oh, what's the point? If the talis is itself tcheles, why put tzitzis on? But what was Korach really getting at? Right? So this is what Korach wasn't asking halacha shailas here. Korach had a deep message. He was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, he was backing up what the pasuk says. The whole nation are all kaddish. They're all holy. We all heard the Torah from the Reinish Loilam. Why are you raising yourself above the rest of the nation of Klal Yisrael? He says, we're all tcheles. Tcheles are the leaders of Klal Yisrael, the ones who direct Klal Yisrael and take them in the right direction. That's the idea what tcheles is. Tcheles is when you come to the Klal Yisrael, you have the body and soul of Klal Yisrael, you have the leaders of Klal Yisrael and the rest of Klal Yisrael. It's the same idea that tcheles takes the tcheles direct and direct Klal Yisrael to make Klal Yisrael, to lead Klal Yisrael in the right direction. Korach said, we don't need any leaders, we're all kedoshim. Whereas if the whole talis is tcheles, the talis itself is kol kulei kodosh. Now I'll tell you Korach's taina. The Be'er Moshe in Parshas Truma says a phenomenal thing. He says Korach was right on the first half of the pasuk. Kol ha'eda kulam kedoshim is spot on. He's right. Kol ha'eda kulam kedoshim. They're all holy. Everyone's, every Yid is kaddish. He made one mistake. Umadua tisnasal kal Hashem, he got wrong. He brings the Zoya kaddish. He brings the Chazal says that Talmidei Chachamim are considered kodesh kaddashim. He says, "Tamicham iskaru kodesh, but Tamid Rabbi in the Kabbal Eivarim the Guf iskaru kodesh kadoshim." He says, "Klal Yisrael attacked kodesh, but the Manhigi Yisrael, the Gedolei Yisrael, the Tamid Chacham of Klal Yisrael, the leaders of Klal Yisrael, they are kodesh kadoshim." And the message to Korach was, "You're right, Kol Eidah Kulam Kadoshim. Everyone's holy. Everyone has kedusha. But where does the kedusha come through? The kedusha comes through the leaders of Klal Yisrael, the Manhiga Adoyer. The Kodesh Kadoshim is the one that infuses kedusha into the Kodesh." There's a beautiful Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara describes last week's stuff. The Gemara describes how the Badim were in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and they protrude doichkin uboiltin the paroiches. They protruded out of the paroiches, and they appeared. The doimin kimin shnei dadi isha shenemat zoyer hamor doidili. The way the badim were was symbolic to show us that although the oil moed was kodesh, but the Mekoyer Yenika, the source of the Kedusha of the Kodesh, was Be'emes, the Kodesh Kadoshim. The Kodesh Kadoshim was the source of Klal Yisrael's Kedusha, and that's how the rest was Kodesh. And therefore, says the Ozhrava, he says that of course the Klal Yisrael are Kodesh, but the way they became Kodesh is through the Kodesh Kadoshim. It's beautiful how Torah is complete. Torah Shem Tamima. In Shir HaShirim, it says twice the word Shnei Shadayich. In Parashat Prepare, Kapitel Dalet, it says Shnei Shadayich Kishnei Aforim. And it says later on in Kapitel Zayin, Shnei Shadayich Kishnei Aforim. And both times, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says once that Shnei Shadayich are a reference to Moshe V'Aroin. And the second time Rashi says it's a reference to Melech V'Koyen, which is also obviously Moshe and Aaron. The Shnei Shadayich of Klal Yisrael, the source of Klal Yisrael's Kedusha, the Mekoyer Yenika, where Klal Yisrael get their Kodesh from, it comes via Moshe V'Aaron. The source of Klal Yisrael's Kedusha is the Kodesh Kedoshim, is Moshe V'Aaron, from the Chum of Klal Yisrael. That's how Klal Yisrael are Kodesh. And that was Korach's fundamental mistake. Korach got it wrong, Korach thought they're Kodesh, but he doesn't realize you need leaders. The leaders of Klal Yisrael or give Klal Yisrael the Kedusha. We see later on this week's Sedra, by the Matzeh of Aaron. The Matzeh of Aaron is a remarkable Balaturim in Pasuk Be'era. Reb Chaim Kaufman, Zechron Baruch, used to say this over. He pointed out one point, but we'd like to take out another Nekuda out of this Balaturim. Where it says by Yivla Matzeh Aaron's Matzosam in Mitzrayim, that the Aaron's Matzeh swallowed up the matzos of the Mitzrayim. So the Baal Turim says, a medrash, Shegam b'maisa koirach bola matzei aron matzosom, Uchesohitziu oz chazal poltom, ulekach loihoitzioi porach. The Baal HaTzurim says a remarkable thing. He says, you know what happens in this week's Sedra? The matzos of all the other shvatim got swallowed up by the matter of Aaron. And then Aaron's matter got the tzitz and the shkedim, it flowered and it blossomed and it fruited. Whilst all the other sticks were swallowed up, and later on when Rabbeinu took that stick out, then it was a beautiful stick with all the shkedim, all the flowers, all the blossoms. And then it spat out the rest of the sticks for the other Nasiim. So Rav Chaim pointed out, because if the other sticks would have been exposed in the Kodesh Kadoshim, they would have also bear hechruch. Exposure to Kodesh Kadoshim automatically takes a lifeless wooden stick and converts that into a... it says by Shlomo HaMelech, the Hirtiv Eitzim. The Kodesh Kadoshim, the power of Kedushas, take dead things and make them alive. So if those matters would have been exposed, they would also become alive. The only way they would be is if they got swallowed up. Then only the Matar Aaron got the Perach. But there's a subtle message here as well. You can have prochim, you can have shkedim, you can flower, you can blossom, but only if you're swallowed up, if you're tofel to Aaron. If you're tofel to Manhige Yisrael, if you don't stand apart from your kedushim, but you realize the source of your kedusha is from Aaron, then that way, you can have all the life that the Kodesh Kedoshim can give you. All that Kedusha, all that Yenika can come through the Kodesh Kedoshim and make Kol Eidah Kulam Kedoshim. So that's why you have the Levisha takes a lifeless thing, it takes a beged, and it turns that into a Cheftis or Mitzvah coming back to our Tzitzis. I just want to finish off with this. The Gemara says a Meridika story. A Meridika story in the Gemara in Menachos. It says about a person, we won't go into all the details, there's so much to learn from that Gemara. But the Gemara says of a person who was Zohi Mitzvah Tzitzis, who was very careful in the Mitzvah Tzitzis, but not much else. And there was a Zoyna far away, and she had an exorbitant price, and he paid her for it, and he went all the way, and she had a whole set of beds, seven beds, silver ones, and gold ones, and ladders. It was a beautiful, it was the height of Gashmius possible in Avera form. And he was about to do the Avera, and all of a sudden those tzitzis that she was Zoyer in took him a tofcha upon of, they miraculously, they sort of whipped him on his face, and he held off, and he stood back, and he stopped doing the Avera. And the lady was so impressed, and she said, how can that be? And she eventually became a Giyoris. She saw what the power and the Kedusha of a Mitzvah is. And she became a Giyoris. Chazal made sure that she was sincere, and they gave him as a husband. But the Gemara finished off a phenomenal thing. The Gemara says, Oysan Metzoyes Shehetziya Lo Be'Issa, Hetziya Lo Be'Etza. Those very beds, which are supposed to be the height of Gashmius, the height of Avera, those very beds became beds for the Mekayim Zayin, the whole Kedusha, beautiful mitzvahs, those beds were used for Kedusha. With a flick of a mitzvah of tzitzis, that you can convert the most material thing, the absolute Gashmius, into the true Ruchnius. And that's the beauty of mitzvah tzitzis. And that's why the Hoya Lachem Letzitzis, the Lamed takes that beged, takes that material beged, and takes you on a trip with a Lamed Lachem, is Chatzi Lachem, we say Lachem is a symbol of Gashmius. The Sassan says the Hoya Lachem, the Gashmius materialistic beged, goes, takes you all the way, the Koishaloch, and the Pasuk finishes off, the Koishaloch. Keseh lo oilam abo. It takes you all the way, that fantastic route from the materialist. You take that, everything is every part of Gashmius, every mitzvah, every fiber one's being, every part of our guf. If you redirect it and you refocus and you wear your tzitzis, which is shalom k'nei kol mitzvahs, then you can take that lochem all the way to le tzitzis koishloch keseh lo oilam abo, which is zoych ataka, that all our mitzvahs should take us all the way back lo oilam abo.